Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Rustenburg vandag 28, Johannesburg 25, Mbombela 22 grade.
Goeiemôre, ek is hier in Midrand. Verkeersligte buitewerke op Ellendale weg waar dit nie werk by die K101 nie.
In your sport, the third season of the SA20 gets underway today with reigning champions Sunrisers Eastern Cape up against My Cape Town at St George's Park and wins for Cape Town City and Kaizer Chiefs in the Betway Premiership.
Die Nasionale Verbruikerskommissie het met 'n ondersoek na FlySafair begin na beweringe van oorbesprekings en oorverkope. Die kommissie hersien FlySafair se voldoening aan die wet op verbruikersbeskerming en het inligting by die lugdiens aangevra om hierdie ondersoek te begin. Die hoof van klagtes en ondersoeke Prudence Moyiwa.
Mission is empowered to monitor the consumer markets in order to identify practices that are inconsistent with the Consumer Protection Act. We urge FlySafair to cooperate with the investigation as well as for the consumers who have concerns around the overbooking and overselling in the industry to also lodge complaints with the National Consumer Commission.
Die ANC-president Ramaphosa sê die party is in 'n herboufase terwyl hy sy 113de bestaanjaar vier. Die party het in verlede jaar in die algemene verkiesing sy meerderheid verloor en moes met oppositiepartye 'n regering van nasionale eenheid vorm. Ramaphosa lewer die ANC se 8 Januarie verklaring Saterdag in Khayelitsha in Kaapstad.
The January 8 statement sets out priorities that we must embark on for the entire year.
Build One South Africa het met 'n petisie begin wat die minister van basiese onderwys, Siviwe Gagube, aanmoedig om die minimum matriek slaagsyfer van 30% te skraap en dit te verhoog na 50%. Die petisie betoog dat 'n 30% slaagsyfer vir vakke op matriekvlak die intellek van Suid-Afrika se jeug ondermyn.
We are failing our pupils. We are hurting our pupils if we continue on this trajectory of a low standard pass mark. Our pupils need quality education.
Dit aan Bossa se waarnemende woordvoerder Roger Solomons. Die Good Party sê intussen die inligtingreguleerder en die departement van basiese onderwys moet die toekoms saamwerk om 'n manier te vind om die matriekuitslae te publiseer. Die Hooggeregshof in Pretoria het die reguleerder se aansoek om te keer dat die 2024 matriekuitslae in die media gepubliseer word van die hand gewys. Good Secretaris-Generaal Brett Herron.
What we are grappling with is a right of passage versus a right to privacy. And we can't dismiss the trauma that can be inflicted when we ignore the right to privacy.
En ons sluit af in Los Angeles, Amerika, waar die dodetal na veldbrande wat steeds woed, nou tot 5 gestyg het en meer as 1000 strukture is vernietig. Amptenare berig, die brande is op hierdie stadium heeltemal onbeheer, te midde van sterk winde. Meer as 100.000 mense, insluitend talle Hollywood-sterre, moes hul huise ontruim. Los Angeles se brandweerhoof, Kristen Crowley, sê die brande versprei steeds vinnig.
We're absolutely not out of danger yet. Our top priority will continue to be life safety in this wind-driven fire event as it continues.
Bewolk en koel met donderstorms word vandag oor dele van Gauteng, Mpumalanga en Limpopo verwag, Pretoria en Rustenburg 28, Johannesburg 25, Polokwane en Emalahleni 23 grade. Vir diegene wat vandag reis, Kaapstad 23, Gqeberha 26, Durban 25, Bloemfontein 33 grade. Ek is in September our top story at this hour. The National Consumer Commission has launched an investigation into FlySafair following allegations of overbooking and overselling.
Wake up with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
This December, I just had such an odd memory. For some reason, I thought about my one grandfather. He had this long, thin arm.
Excuse me?
With a plastic hand at the end. Not my grandfather.
Oh, I was thinking, why are we laughing at your grandfather's long, thin arm?
And why is it plastic? He used it to scratch his back scratcher. Die ou mense was so prakties geweest.
Wat my dink maar oor leer ou pa.